Appendix HRV, S and large vehicles. Sharing the road with truck and large vehicles. It may sound obvious, but trucks are not large cars. To reduce the chance of a crash with a large tractor trailer, the so-called 18-wheeler, motorists must be familiar with a truck's physical capabilities and common maneuvers. According to the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, 71% of fatal crashes involving two or more vehicles, in which one is a truck, are caused by the other vehicle, usually a car. Braking. Tractor trailers take longer to stop than a car traveling at the same speed. The average passenger car traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop in about 130 to 140 feet, less than half the length of a football field. A fully loaded tractor trailer may take more than 400 feet to come to a complete stop, or one-third more than the length of a football field. Turning. With any turning vehicle, the rear wheels follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the greater the difference. That's why the drivers of tractor trailers must often swing out to the left as the first step in making a right turn. When following a tractor trailer, observe its turn signals before trying to pass. If it appears to be starting a left turn, wait a moment to check and see which way the driver is going to turn before passing on the right. A trucker's blind spot. It is important to be seen whenever you are driving. Many motorists falsely assume that truckers can see the road better because they sit twice as high as the driver of a car. While truckers do enjoy a better forward view and have bigger mirrors, they still have serious blind spots into which a car can disappear from view, up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the tractor trailer, particularly alongside the cab, and up to 200 feet in the rear. Motorists lingering in blind spots on the sides or at the rear of large trucks hamper the trucker's ability to take evasive action to avoid dangerous situations, thus increasing the possibility of a crash. An excellent rule of thumb for motorists sharing the road with a tractor trailer is, if you can't see the truck driver in his side mirror, he can't see you. Maneuverability. Trucks are designed to carry products to and from towns and cities. They are not designed to be as maneuverable as cars. Trucks have longer stopping and accelerating distances, wider turning area, and weigh more. On multi-lane highways, tractor trailers stay in the center lane to help the flow of local traffic on and off the highway. Staying in the middle lane also increases a truck driver's options if he or she has to switch lanes in order to avoid a dangerous situation or a crash. Listed below are common mistakes motorists must avoid when driving around trucks. Cutting off a truck in traffic or on the highway to reach your exit or turn. Cutting into the open space in front of a truck removes the truck driver's cushion of safety. Trying to beat a truck to a single-lane construction zone represents a particularly dangerous situation. Take a moment to slow down and exit behind a truck. It takes only a few extra seconds and can avoid causing a crash. Don't linger alongside a truck when passing. Always pass a tractor trailer completely and always on the left side. If you linger when passing, your position makes it impossible for the trucker to take evasive action if an obstacle appears in the road ahead. Following too close or tailgating. When following behind a truck, if you can't see the truck driver's rearview mirrors, there is no way the truck driver can see you. Tailgating a truck or car is dangerous because you take away your own cushion of safety if the vehicle in front of you stops suddenly, and if the vehicle you are following hits something in the road, you will have no time to react before it hits your car. Never underestimate the size and speed of an approaching tractor trailer. Because of its large size, a tractor trailer often appears to be traveling at a slower speed than it is. A substantial number of car-truck collisions take place at intersections because the driver of the car does not realize how close the truck is or how quickly it is approaching. Size and weight regulations. It is illegal to move any vehicle which exceeds the legal size and weight limits on any highway, except with a special permit. This section describes some of those limits. Remember, no local authority has the power to alter these limitations. Width. No vehicle shall have a total outside width, including load, of more than 8.5 feet. One exception to this rule is farm tractors. Their width may not exceed 9 feet. In addition, farm machinery may move short distances upon the highway, regardless of their size, if they are actually engaged in farm operations. Height. No vehicle shall exceed a height of 14 feet, including any load that may be carried. length. No single vehicle, except for firefighting equipment, shall exceed an overall length of 45 feet, including the front and rear bumpers. A truck tractor coupled to a semi-trailer or trailers is considered to be two vehicles. Note. All other combinations of vehicles, with or without a load, such as a motorhome pulling a boat, may not exceed a total length of 65 feet in length, 8 feet in width and 14 feet in height. Loads projecting to the front and rear. No train of vehicles or single vehicle shall carry a load extending more than 3 feet to the front, nor more than 6 feet to the rear of the body of the vehicle. Requirements for placement of flags, if required, are listed later in this chapter. Loads projecting to the sides. No vehicle, including a passenger vehicle, may carry any load extending beyond the line of the fenders on the left side of the vehicle nor extending more than 6 inches beyond the line of the fenders on the right side of the vehicle. Requirements for lighting and flagging loads that project beyond the sides or ends of a vehicle are discussed later in this section. Posting of registered gross laden weight. The Utah State Tax Commission requires that every vehicle registered for 16,001 pounds or more have the weight for which it is registered displayed upon both the left and right sides of the vehicle. This can be done with paint, stencil, or decals. The information must be in letters not less than 2 inches high and placed in a location that is easily seen. Equipment. The following list will serve as a handy guide to Utah's equipment regulations. Headlights. All vehicles, except motorcycles, must have at least 2 operational headlights, one on each side, which are white in color and can shine 350 feet on high beam and 100 feet on low beam. All vehicles must have a high beam indicator light. Tail and stoplights. Vehicles must have 2 red tail, stoplights mounted on the rear of the vehicle. The lights must be visible from 500 feet to the rear in normal sunlight. One tail, stop light is permissible on motorcycles and certain vehicles manufactured prior to 1956. Turn signals. 2 red, yellow or amber lights must be mounted on the rear of the vehicle and 2 white, yellow or amber lights must be mounted on the front of each vehicle. These lights must be visible from 100 feet in normal sunlight. Turn signals are not required on vehicles manufactured before 1953, if the vehicle is less than 80 inches wide. Parking lights. One or more white or amber colored lights are to be mounted on the front of each vehicle. License plate light. All vehicles will have one white light mounted on the rear of the vehicle so that the license number may be clearly read at a distance of at least 50 feet. This light may be part of the tail lamp assembly. Reflectors. Vehicles must have one amber reflector on each side of the vehicle located at or near the front, and one red reflector on each side located at or near the rear of the vehicle. The reflectors must be visible from 500 feet at night and must be placed not less than 15 inches nor more than 60 inches above the ground. If the highest part of the permanent structure is less than 15 inches, the reflectors must be mounted as high as possible. Vehicles with an overall length of 30 feet or more must have one amber reflector on each side of the vehicle located at or near the center of each side. The visibility and height requirements are the same. Clearance lights. Buses, RVs, and trailers 80 inches or more in width must have 2 amber lights on the front and one on each side. 2 red lights are required on the rear and one on each side at the rear. Lights must be visible from 500 feet at night. Side mark lights. Buses, recreational vehicles, and trailers 80 inches or more in width must have 2 side markers on each side, amber in front and red at the rear. The lights must be visible at night from 500 feet to the side. Flags and lights for extending loads. Each vehicle which carries a load extending 4 feet or more beyond the bed or body of the vehicle must display 2 flags or lights located on the rear of the load. The flags may be used during daytime only and must be at least 12 inches square. Lights are for use during nighttime and must be visible for at least 500 feet. Some loads may also require red reflectors in addition to the lights. Red or blue lights visible from the front. Red or blue lights that are visible from the front of a vehicle may not be used except by emergency, school, snow removal, or other authorized vehicles. Slow-moving vehicle emblem. All vehicles limited to speeds of 25 miles per hour or less must display the approved red and orange emblem. The emblem should be placed at least 3 feet above the ground and as near as possible to the rear center of the vehicle. Brakes. All motor vehicles must have brakes which meet federal standards on all wheels. An exception to the law is any truck or truck tractor with 3 or more axles, which must have brakes on all wheels except the front wheels. Note. If your vehicle is equipped with ABS brakes, it is not necessary to pump them when braking in a slippery situation. Apply constant and firm pressure and your vehicle will make a smooth, safe stop. Consult the Utah Highway Patrol or the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration for brake requirements on trailers. Parking brake. All vehicles, except motorcycles, must be equipped with one functional parking brake. Horn. All motor vehicles must have one functioning horn which must be heard under normal conditions from a distance of not less than 200 feet. Windshield. A windshield is required on all vehicles except motorcycles. Windshield wiper. All vehicles with windshields must have at least one wiper adequate enough to clean rain, snow, or other moisture from the windshield. If your vehicle was originally equipped with 2 windshield wipers, both must function properly. A wiper system with 2 or more speeds is required on all vehicles manufactured after 1967. Sirens, whistles, and bells. Only authorized emergency vehicles may be equipped with sirens, whistles, or bells. Safety chains or cables. All towed vehicles, in addition to regular hitches or couplings, must have one chain or cable strong enough to prevent the vehicles from separating. Pollution control devices. Owners of vehicles equipped by the manufacturer with pollution control devices are required to keep and maintain the equipment as effective as the original equipment. Note. This law does not apply to vehicles altered to use propane, if the emissions meet all existing standards. Mud flaps or guards. Any vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,500 pounds or more, any vehicle with altered suspension or tire size, or any trailer with an unladed weight of 750 pounds or more shall be equipped with wheel covers, mudguards, flaps, or splash aprons behind the rearmost wheels. The flaps or guards must be at least as wide as the tires and made of metal or flexible material, which will prevent most road materials from being thrown into the windshield of any following vehicle. The ground clearance must not be more than 50% of the diameter of the wheel that is on the rearmost axle, nor more than 1/5 the distance from the center of the diameter of the rearmost axle to the flaps, see illustration above. Flares, reflectors, electric lights, and flags. Trucks, truck tractors, and buses must have 3 flares, portable red emergency reflectors, or red electric lights and 2 red flags with standards. Emergency flares, reflectors, and lights must be capable of being seen and distinguished at a distance of not less than 600 feet. Flares must be capable of burning for 12 hours. Fuses must meet the New York Bureau of Explosive Standards and burn for at least 15 minutes. Vehicles transporting explosive or flammable materials may not use flares or fuses. Fire extinguisher. Although fire extinguishers are not required for all vehicles, it is recommended that all drivers carry at least one. By stopping a fire in its early stages, you can avoid expensive property loss and prevent an extremely hazardous condition. Fire extinguishers, however, are not effective unless handled properly. Driving rules. Towing vehicles. On occasion, you may be called upon to tow another vehicle. In this situation, there are only 3 rules to remember. The draw bar or other connections between any tow vehicles may not exceed 15 feet in length from one vehicle to the other. When a connection consists of a chain, rope, or cable, there shall be a red flag or other signal attached to the connecting device. The flag shall be no smaller than 12 inches square, 1 foot square. No person shall operate a train of vehicles when any trailer or other vehicle being towed whips or swerves dangerously or unreasonably from side to side. Placement of warning devices. Your vehicle may break down on the road at some point. It is important to know when and how to place the flares, flags, lights, etc. Warning devices must be displayed any time your vehicle is at least 80 inches wide or 30 feet long, and is disabled or stopped along the road for more than 10 minutes. The warning devices are not required if you are legally parked in an urban district. Lawfully picking up or letting off passengers. Stop to avoid conflict with other traffic. Complying with directions from a police officer or an official traffic control device. Two simple steps for placing warning devices in emergency situations are: immediately place a flare, lighted fuse, electric lantern, or emergency reflector to the side of the vehicle, in the direction of the nearest oncoming traffic. Next, place flares, electric lights, or reflectors 100 feet to the front and rear of the vehicle. Also, place a warning device on the traffic side of, and not less than 10 feet from, the rear of your vehicle. Remember, flares and fuses may not be carried in vehicles transporting explosives, flammable liquids, or compressed gas. Listed below are a few additional points you need to know about the placement of warning devices. On a one-way street, the rear flag should be placed 200 feet to the rear. Warning devices need not be displayed if there is sufficient light to reveal persons or vehicles from 1,000 feet. If your vehicle breaks down within 500 feet of a curve, hilltop, or something else that obstructs a clear view, the warning device in that direction shall be placed far enough away to give ample warning to approaching motorists. The warning device, however, may not be placed more than 500 feet away from the vehicle nor closer than 100 feet to the vehicle. Note: all warning devices must be placed in the center of the lane in which your vehicle is stopped. If your vehicle is entirely off the road, place the devices on the shoulder of the road as close as possible to the road surface. Safe use of flares and fuses. Warning devices such as flares and fuses are meant as safety aids. Do not let them become a safety liability. Careful and safe use of these devices involves keeping the lighted end well away from your face and eyes. Fuses, especially, can cause bad burns. Not attaching any flare or fuse to your vehicle. Not only is this a very dangerous action, but it is also illegal. Keeping the burning flares or fuses away from fuel leakages and spills. Convoys, caravans, and motorcades. If you are part of a convoy, caravan, or motorcade, you must allow sufficient space between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead of you for an overtaking vehicle to pass you and safely occupy that space. You should always maintain a safe following distance, whether you are part of a procession or not. Tire fires. Tire fires can be a serious problem for drivers. The best way to avoid this problem is to prevent it in the first place. The following are a few things you can do to decrease the chance of having a tire fire. Check tires and brakes frequently for unusual heat. If any tires are soft or flat, change them. Never drive for an extended period of time on a soft or flat tire or with a brake that is dragging. These situations can result in heat buildup and cause a tire fire. Never ignore a tire that is hot. Either stay with the vehicle until the tire is cool or change it. Remember to always release your parking brake before moving the vehicle. Remain alert for potential problems from brakes that are dragging or overheated, leaking oil seals that may splash oil on a hot tire, or dual tires that are partially deflated. When this condition exists, your odds for a fire are very high. If a tire fire does occur, these actions will help. A large supply of water is probably the best remedy for a tire fire. If possible, get to a fire station for assistance. Fire extinguishers are usually not very effective for this type of fire. Shoveling dirt on the tire can sometimes retard the fire enough for you to get the tire off. If you cannot get the tire off, try driving until the tire burns off of the rim or until you reach a good source of water. This alternative is certainly better than just waiting. If you just sit and wait, your vehicle will probably burn up. As a last resort, drop your trailer. By doing that, you will at least save one of the units. General fire information. Not all fires will be tire fires, and you need to be prepared for them when they do occur. Some general hints include: do not waste the contents of your fire extinguisher. The contents are limited, so take careful aim and make every burst count. Fight fires with the wind at your back. If you are using an extinguisher, your efforts will be more effective and you will avoid having poisonous or caustic gases blown into your face. Be familiar with different types of fires. For example, Fighting a gasoline or oil fire with water will only spread the fire. Clearances. As you drive, you need to be aware of the increased height, width, and length of your vehicle. Bridges, tunnels, and overhanging trees that were not a problem when you were driving your car can be a definite safety hazard when driving a larger vehicle. Some precautions you can take include knowing the dimensions of your vehicle. Squeezing through a tight place is risky. In those instances in which your clearance is less than 6 inches, be safe and slow down. Hazards such as rough roads might cause you to bounce into a low ceiling or swerve into a closed wall. Being aware that some bridges and tunnels are not made for a car and a truck to pass through at the same time. If you have any doubts, let the other vehicle go through first. Keeping an eye out for fire escapes, low-hanging tree limbs, and filling station canopies. Be especially alert when you bring your vehicle in for a driving skills test. A few of the driver license offices have canopies that are prime targets for unaware drivers. Cold weather and your brakes. In freezing weather, a number of things can happen to your brakes. They may be completely ineffective for several hundred feet, then suddenly grab as the friction dries out the brakes. All moving parts can freeze solid, resulting in the complete loss of brakes. The brakes may not release once they are applied. To help prevent problems from occurring, lightly touch your brakes occasionally. Backing. One final safety tip involves backing. When backing, you should use a guide if at all possible. Even if a guide is available, you should get out of your vehicle and look the area over before you begin to back. Never back an RV or any large vehicle into traffic.